Rapid Fire, Hero's Ascent, life-size depiction of Ranger's daring climb at Pointe du Hoc to be centerpiece of Grafton, Illinois Memorial Complex. Driving past the towering limestone bluffs, overlooking the Great River Road and Mississippi River at Grafton, Illinois in 2019, Mike Morrow exclaimed to his wife Lynn, "It's Pointe du Hoc." The couple had just returned from Normandy, France, where they'd stood at the site of what General Omar Bradley called the most dangerous mission of D-Day. In the early hours of June 6, 1944, members of the 2nd Ranger Battalion scaled 100-foot cliffs to neutralize German artillery expected to fire on landing U.S. troops. The Grafton's cliff resemblance to those scaled by Army Rangers that day gave Morrow an idea. Soon after voters elected him mayor in 2021, he proposed the city build a veterans memorial complex emphasizing not just bravery and sacrifice in war, but the positive nature of military service. "It's the right place and the right time," says Morrow, a retired Army colonel, Gulf War veteran, and member of Whalen Hill Post 648 in Grafton. "We have to educate our children." A plaza and museum will pay tribute to all veterans, those drafted and those who volunteered, those who saw combat and those who never went to war. "This is for them and their families too," Morrow says. 12 bronze Ranger statues, though, are expected to be the big draw, 5 of which will be anchored to the cliff face, representing the heroic climb up Pointe du Hoc. Installation of the statues is on track for fall 2025, followed by the memorial's dedication June 6, 2026. This month, reenactors from the 2nd Ranger Battalion of St. Louis will be in Grafton for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, with uniforms, equipment, and models for 3D scans to create the sculptures. The project's total cost is $6 million, but Mara was encouraged by the support he's seeing from the community. A small river town, Grafton has the highest population of veterans per capita in the state at 17%. Post 648 helped kick off fundraising with a $2,000 donation, and the local Raging Rivers Water Park will host a Storm the Beach event for families on June 7th, with profits benefiting the National Museum of Military Ascent. "This will be something we can all be proud of, and a great thing for Grafton," says Russell Roy, a city alderman, Marine Corps veteran and member of Post 648. "I'm 100% behind it." Matt Grills. Learn more at graftonmemorial.org. Captions. 1. Plans for the National Memorial of Military Ascent include 12 bronze statues, obelisks representing the service branches, and an interactive museum. 2. Grafton Mayor Mike Morrow with reenactors of the 2nd Ranger Battalion of St. Louis. End of captions. New generation inspired by Mother of Normandy. Hundreds of thousands from around the world will swarm the northwestern coast of France this month for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the historic Allied invasion of Normandy that began the 11-month campaign to rid Europe of Nazi Germany. Among them will be a few World War II veterans, some now over 100. An American Legion family delegation led by National Commander Dan Seehafer, sons of the American Legion National Commander Donald J.R. Hall, and American Legion Auxiliary National President Lisa Williamson is scheduled to participate in ceremonies that include the unveiling of the second and final Statue of Liberation in Saint-Mary-Église, the first French town liberated on June 6, 1944. Seehafer is also set to speak at the first Statue of Liberation, unveiled in 2022 and dedicated in 2023, which depicts American Legion founding leader Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt, Jr., who at 56 died of a heart attack 5 weeks after storming Utah Beach and was initially buried in Sainte Mère Église. The second statue portrays Supreme Allied Commander Europe, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, addressing his troops in advance of the mission. In the thick of it all will be two French women in their 20s, Angie de Moncy and Léa Dourche, who are leading Amis des Vétérans Américains, Next Generations, which aims to carry on the remembrance events and ceremonies that have helped make Sainte Mère Église an international icon of gratitude for the price paid in blood for its liberation. The purpose of this branch is to encourage young individuals to get involved in the duty of remembrance and participate in all the commemorations or the D-Day festivities, Dourche says. Since middle school, she and de Moncy have been junior members of the AVA, Friends of American Veterans, and have performed stage adaptations of Mother of Normandy, a 2010 documentary film about Simone Reynaud, who launched D-Day anniversary events in Sainte Mère Église in 1945 and later founded the AVA. A second edition of Mother of Normandy, an illustrated book about Reynaud's life and the French culture of remembrance, is now available, published by Iron Mike Entertainment and written by Jeff Stauffer, American Legion Media and Communications Division Director. The 2024 edition adds three chapters honoring the World War II veterans who continue to return each year, exploring alliances that have brought the statues of liberation into existence, and an exploration of the future of D-Day anniversary remembrances. As we move forward, it becomes our responsibility to perpetuate the legacies of stories like that of the Reynaud family or the courage and bravery of leaders like General Eisenhower and all of his troops, de Moncy said. Sales support Legion's Oversea Graves Decoration Trust Fund. The second edition of Mother of Normandy, The Story and Legacy of Simone Reynaud, can be purchased for $34.99 plus shipping and handling at www.motherofnormandy.com. Proceeds from sales of the book help benefit the American Legion Overseas Graves Decoration Trust Fund, which purchases U.S. flags for the graves of fallen heroes laid to rest in cemeteries under the administration of the American Battle Monuments Commission. Bergman and Moore, Camp Lejeune Justice Act. Time short to file Camp Lejeune claims. With the filing period for Camp Lejeune claims winding down, the American Legion would like to ensure clear messaging to its members and their friends. Here are answers to some frequently asked questions. Who may file, and what is the deadline to file, a claim under the Camp Lejeune Justice Act, CLJA? Individuals who were exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune for at least 30 days between 1953 and 1987. A claimant must file an administrative claim before August 10, 2024. Will an award made under the Camp Lejeune Act reduce my monthly VA benefits payments? No. VA is on the record that ongoing disability benefit payments will not be reduced by awards received under the CLJA. We are watching this issue carefully, as we know how important this is to American Legion members. May I file a VA disability claim at the same time I file a CLJA claim? Yes. To file a VA disability claim, you should contact an American Legion service officer. To file a CLJA claim, which can result in a one-time lump sum benefit, you should reach out to Bergman and Moore. I have a family member who died at Camp Lejeune. Can I file on their behalf? Yes, survivors and loved ones may bring an action, so long as they are an appointed representative of that person. What documents are important to file a lawsuit? Documents proving residence at Camp Lejeune, military service records indicating dates and locations served, medical records and diagnoses, Other documents that may be helpful include medical bills, travel records, health care information, and records on disability benefits or VA compensation benefits. What are reasonable attorney fees and costs related to a CLJA claim? Veterans should not be charged unreasonable legal fees, especially ones with added costs that can easily amount to over 50% of a veteran's award. It is important to remember that a legal fee includes attorney fees and costs. Bergman and Moore's fees costs are limited to 33.33%. This is a hard cap, which means no additional costs will be added on top of the attorney fee. This arrangement is different from many other firms, which charge a set attorney fee plus costs that are not determined until after the litigation. Who can I call for help? The American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary have selected Bergman & Moore to help assist their members in filing CLJA claims. Claimants who believe they were exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune may speak to someone personally by calling toll-free 877-838-2889 or going to Bergman and Moore's website at vetlawyers.com/the-camp-lejeune-justice-act-of-2022. Their dedicated staff will evaluate the claim and provide an honest, no-cost assessment of the merits of each case. Bergman & Moore is a national law firm managed by former VA attorneys. Over the past 20 years, the firm has successfully represented over 12,000 veterans and their family members in VA disability compensation claims in federal court. American Legion members, family, and friends are encouraged to reach out to a CLJA attorney for any condition they think may be related to toxic water exposure while stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987. Six questions on lifetime gifts to children. Why give while you're alive? While your children are in their 30s to 50s, they can use the help to start careers, purchase a home, and raise their own children. Also, most parents with significant resources have been careful in building up their assets. This way, they can see how their children handle those assets and offer advice and encouragement. When should a parent start giving? Gifts should start when children reach the age of financial responsibility. But some reach it at 25, others not even by 75. Parents should also ensure they have sufficient assets to provide for their own long-term care if needed. What should I give? According to Thomas Stanley and William Danko, authors of The Millionaire Next Door, most children spend gifts of cash. But many parents give with the hope that their child will invest and build up reserve assets. Gifts of property or stock show more promise. Should I give different amounts? In most circumstances, equal transfers to children seem best. There are two common exceptions. If one child has a disability, the rest of the family understands the need for additional provision. And if some children are involved with a family business and others are not, its viability may require the transfer of a majority of the interest to them. Will my gift decrease motivation and self-esteem? This is important to consider with a substantial estate. One strategy is to wait for a reasonable level of maturity when values are more likely to be established and children are able to make productive use of the gift. How do I leave a legacy that honors my values? Many parents stressed the importance of family and extended family. The latter includes the wider group of individuals helped by charities they support. Rather than focusing on homes, cars, and exotic vacations, children are encouraged to find purpose in assisting others. Consider naming the American Legion in your will or trust as a part of your personal legacy. For questions about estate planning, contact the Legion's Office of Charitable Giving at 317-630-1225. Planned giving at legion.org or legion.giftlegacy.com, where you can sign up for the Planned Giving e-newsletter. 5 stars. The 5-star rank still exists, Arlington National Cemetery reminds us, although no U.S. officers have held it since the death of General Omar Bradley in 1981. Along with Bradley, Army 5-star generals, known as General of the Army, include Generals George C. Marshall, Douglas MacArthur, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Harry H. Hap Arnold, who has a unique distinction. After the establishment of the Air Force as a separate service branch in 1947, General Arnold also became General of the Air Force. Navy 5-star admirals, known as Fleet Admiral, include Admirals William D. Leahy, Ernest J. King, Chester Nimitz, and William F. Halsey. Only 3 U.S. officers have held a rank higher than General of the Army or Fleet Admiral: John J. Pershing, George Washington, and Ulysses S. Grant, who all hold the rank of General of the Armies. Pershing was promoted to General of the Armies in 1919. Washington received a posthumous promotion in 1976 as part of the United States Bicentennial Celebration, and Grant as part of the fiscal 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. The possibility of future 5-star flag officers still exists. The president may promote a general or admiral to 5-star rank at any time with Senate approval, according to Arlington. However, U.S. military policy has been to award 5-star rank only when the rank of an American commander must be equal to or higher than that of officers from other nations under his or her control, as was in the case of World War II. On point, the American Legion in Washington. H.R. 7323. Disapprove GI Bill use for courses that do not charge in-state tuition. To amend Title 38 U.S. Code to direct the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to disapprove courses of education offered by a public institution of higher learning that does not charge the in-state tuition rate to a veteran using certain educational assistance under Title 10 of U.S. Code. The Veterans Access to Care Through Choice, Accountability, and Transparency Act of 2014 ensures that veterans and active duty service members using their GI benefits are to be charged in-state tuition regardless of residency. However, under current law, selected reservists are not guaranteed in-state tuition. The Montgomery GI Bill Select Reserve Tuition Fairness Act aims to correct this discrepancy. Through Resolution 24, GI Bill Fairness for Activated National Guard and Reserve Service Members, the American Legion seeks and supports any legislative or administrative proposal providing post-9/11 GI Bill eligibility for National Guard and Reserve Service, and on March 20th, issued a statement for the record reiterating that position to the Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Key points: the Harry W. Colmery Veterans Educational Assistance Act of 2017 recognized and retroactively authorized GI Bill eligibility to National Guard and Reserve Service members who deploy alongside active duty personnel. In 2017, Army Human Resources Command ordered a change in interpretation of service qualifying for the post-9/11 GI Bill to count active duty training orders as eligible service, providing eligibility to thousands of Army reservists. Thousands of National Guard service members have been activated to serve alongside reservists. National Guard and Reserve service members activated under state authority at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic were denied eligibility for the post-9/11 GI Bill because it was not recognized as qualifying active duty service. The American Legion Grassroots Action Center provides a quick, efficient way to deliver messages of support for resolution-backed legislation that seeks to correct discrepancies and ensure fairness for all who serve our nation. Scan this QR code with the camera on your smartphone or go to legion.org/legislative and click the Grassroots Action Center box. Coin toss. Americans toss as much as $68 million worth of change each year, the Wall Street Journal reports. ReWorld, a waste processing company, is devoting resources to capturing and saving all that trashed coinage. Over the past 7 years, it has collected some $10 million in discarded coins, literally turning someone's trash into treasure. The journal found that the Transportation Security Administration annually collects hundreds of thousands of dollars in coinage left at airport checkpoints and screening stations. A high percentage of coins not absent-mindedly tossed in the trash is hiding in our homes. More than half the coins in the United States, according to the journal, citing Federal Reserve numbers. Warfare by another name. Russia is transporting refugees from the Middle East and North Africa to the Russia-Finland border and pushing them into Finland. As The Week reports, this is part of Russia's gray zone warfare tactics, designed to destabilize and distract European nations. Russia and its vassal, Belarus, have used the same tactics against Poland in recent years. Move over, China. Mexico has dislodged China as the leading source of goods imported into the United States. As VOA News reports, figures released recently by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported by the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. In the same time, the value of Chinese imports dropped 20% to $427 billion. The value of Mexican imports into the United States hasn't bested Chinese imports since 2002. The turnabout is partly a result of U.S. tariffs on China and partly a result of efforts to diversify supply sources away from China and toward more friendly and more dependable countries, a process known as friendshoring. Missouri moves to protect military bases. Under an executive order issued by Governor Mike Parsons, Republican Missouri, companies based in countries listed by the federal government as foreign adversaries have been barred from purchasing land near military facilities in Missouri. As the Associated Press reports, this includes Chinese, Cuban, Iranian, North Korean, Russian, and Venezuelan companies. "We want to be proactive against any potential threats," Parsons said. "My worst fear about artificial intelligence is that it shrinks individual freedom. Our best hope for AI is that it advances individual freedom, that it presents more options, not more homogeneity, that the freedom to choose and free will still prevail." Meng Chang, Purdue University president, in remarks during the school's spring commencement ceremonies. Denmark rearms. NATO member Denmark has announced plans to extend military conscription to women and to increase the time of military service to 11 months for all conscripts, AP reports. "We do not rearm because we want war," Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said in announcing the measures. "We are rearming because we want to avoid it." My GI Bill, Veterans and Education, by Valerie Vigil. Chapter 33, Benefits and On-the-Job Training. Question: I am a Navy veteran and have completed my associate degree in fire science. While attending college, I used 24 months of my Chapter 33 post-9/11 GI Bill education benefits. Since we're entitled to 36 months of benefits, I have 12 months remaining. I applied at a fire department and was hired as a firefighter, my dream job. I've heard it may be possible to receive Chapter 33 benefits for my on-the-job OJT training. Answer: you may switch your benefits to OJT training or apprenticeships. The training must be approved by your state approving agency, after which VA will pay for books, supplies, and a housing allowance. Veterans typically receive a salary for their OJT training, though wages may be reduced from what a full-time employee could expect. According to interviews conducted by the Government Accountability Office, veterans use their wages as supplemental income while training for their new trade. Valerie Vigil is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask VALERIE at legion.org. The Job Front by Wendy S. Enelow. Are you boring your audience? While your resume and LinkedIn profile may not read like a thriller, neither should they put your readers to sleep. Review your documents and see if they are guilty of any of these writing flaws: snoozers, yawners, or sleepers that cause readers to lose interest and conclude that there's nothing special about you. Snoozers, the given skills and attributes for someone in your position. They are likely to pop up in your summary, where you try to convey all or many of your top qualifications. Strategy: avoid them. Snoozers can often be omitted entirely. For example, if your job title is logistics director, don't write that you have strong logistics skills. It's obvious. Rather, tell your readers something impressive and memorable about you. Yawners: lengthy job descriptions of daily activities, most of which will be the same for others in that position. Strategy: consolidate them. Hiring managers don't want to read lengthy descriptions. They want to know what you did and the value you delivered. It is helpful to convey overall functions of your job, but you can do that quite concisely in a short paragraph or a one-liner below your title. Something like these: Information Systems Team Leader, Managed IS Project Team with 15 developers, 5 QA specialists, and 30-plus additional IS personnel per project. Delivered 3 to 5 projects annually for USAF facilities worldwide. Achieved, surpassed all performance targets. Chief Maintenance Officer, $135 million annual budget. 112 direct reports, 38 facilities nationwide. Sleepers, cliches, results-driven, accomplishment-oriented, proven track record, outside-the-box thinker, that are overused and make little impact. Strategy: rethink them. It's more powerful and memorable to share specific accomplishments and results that demonstrate your proven track record without having to use that overworked term. Wendy Enelow is co-author of Modernize Your Resume, Get Noticed, Get Hired, and other titles. Wendy at wendyenelow.com. Americans don't agree on much these days, but nothing unites the country more than voters' desire to tune this election out. Democratic pollster Jeff Harwit of Hart Research Associates, who conducted a national NBC News survey in April with Republican pollster Bill McInturff of Public Opinion Strategies. The share of voters who say they have high interest in the 2024 election is at a nearly 20-year low, with only 36% of voters 18 to 24 rating themselves as highly interested. They aren't just low interest, McInturff says. They are off the charts low. Mobility aids, campsites for convention goers. Scoot Around and Mobility City are the companies for scooter wheelchair rental for the 105th American Legion National Convention from August 23rd through the 29th in New Orleans. They offer scooters, power chairs, wheelchairs, and walking aids, and can be contacted via legion.org/convention/resources. Equipment can be delivered to hotels. Scenic campsites available. Also listed on the convention resources page is a list of campsites around New Orleans, including a downtown RV resort and a state park on Lake Pontchartrain. USAA Focus on Finances by J.J. Montanaro. What to consider before buying a car? Despite a small decline since prices peaked in December 2022, there's a lot at stake. According to Kelley Blue Book, the average buyer is paying nearly $50,000 for a new car. From a financial perspective, you don't want to make a mistake. So, if you're weighing a purchase, here are 7 questions that can help steer you to a good decision. Are wants or needs driving my decision? Do you absolutely need a new vehicle? If so, be practical and consider current and future needs, such as a growing family, safety, fuel efficiency, new orders or permanent change of station, PCS, plans, etc., and buy for the long term. Am I buying too much car? No more than 10% to 15% of your net income should go to all of your transportation expenses. Your car payments will likely make up a large chunk of those outlays. So if you bring home $5,000 per month, spending $1,000 on car payments is probably not a winning scenario. How does my credit look? If you need financing, your credit score will affect interest rates. Review your reports and clean up any mistakes at least 6 months prior to making a big purchase. The higher your score, the lower your interest rate. What is the total cost of ownership? Affordability goes far beyond your monthly loan payment. If you're buying a newer or fancier car, your insurance rates will likely rise. Get an estimate on premiums before you sign on the dotted line so you can budget for this ongoing expense. And don't forget anticipated maintenance and gas costs. Does a pre-owned vehicle make sense? Experts estimate a new car's value drops 20% or more the second you drive it off the lot. Consider buying a used car, preferably one that's only a year or two old with its warranty intact. Some manufacturers offer certified pre-owned vehicles with warranties that go well beyond the original. How long a loan term is acceptable? The longer your term, the more interest you pay. Most cars depreciate on a daily basis, so don't drag it out. Instead, make a down payment and finance for as short a term as possible, sticking to a monthly payment you know you can afford. Remember, not all $300 a month loan payments are created equal. If you can swing a $300 payment but have to sign for a 7-year loan, that likely means you can't really afford the car. But if you purchase a car on a 3-year loan with a payment of $300, you won't be overspending. Have I done my homework and secured financing? Arrive at the dealership prepared to cut a deal. Know the car you want along with its fair price and have financing already arranged through an institution you can trust. This advance work will provide solid guardrails and flexibility as you roll into making your best deal. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Legion.org/USAA. Lithium jackpot. Geologists have discovered the world's 2 largest deposits of lithium in Southern California and along the Oregon-Nevada border. As Yahoo Finance reports, the California deposit, located in the Salton Sea, includes an estimated 18 million tons of lithium, which could be worth up to $540 billion and meet America's demand for decades to come. Fox Business adds that a 28-mile by 22-mile swath of the Oregon-Nevada border region holds another 20 million to 40 million tons of lithium. Lithium is an essential element in production of rechargeable batteries that power everything from cell phones to computers to cars, representing the energy source of the future.